I'm going to talk about hot topics today. Some of these hot topics are going to be only a little bit warm because some of them have been talked about during the day. But there's some great stuff in here, and my goal for the next 26 minutes or so is to introduce it to you. The paper and the PowerPoint that you have were largely produced by my fabulous associate, Christina Ferguson, who's back there in the back. And she's done a great job, and I'm happy here to be here to read her work to you. All right, let me see. How do I make this thing go? Ah, the 115th Congress and Medicaid. Anybody's guess, really. I thought, I held on to this PowerPoint until last Monday, and I kept telling April and Brooke it's going to be, you know, something will happen. What's happening? As you can see from here, you know what's happening, which is not much at the moment, but there's a lot of substance in that not much. So what do we want to take from this? Although we're talking about repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act, there are a lot of our clients who are going to be affected by this, including people with disabilities and their access to insurance. Those people who have received insurance coverage through expansion in Medicaid expansion states, which is not an issue that we're going to face in Texas. But the existence of healthcare coverage, whether or not you can, and actually in several of the proposals, you can stay insured until you're 26 under your parents' policy, but you can be charged a much higher premium for that. So, and we've talked about block grants. Last night, again, at the Texnela meeting, we talked about the fact, I think it was Clyde that was pointing out, if we end up with a block grant system, the states will be able to completely, most likely, throw away all the SSA rules and the SSI rules and the concept that the state would create all new rules is both frightening and completely unlikely.